This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, and man, oh man, we had some things happening in the last 24 hours or so, and we are going to tackle these things tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to talk Pam Bondi, the who, what, when, where, and why here in just a moment, so buckle up for that. Once we're finally done with Pam Bondi, we are going to talk about the Trump speech from last night, Iran, messaging, all that, so much more still to come. How many babies in America are non-citizens, or should be, I should say. We'll talk about that. Emails, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before we tackle all the news, remember tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours, I will answer your questions, whatever they are. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. Send them in, and we'll have a good time as we always do. All right. Donald Trump. Pam Bondi is a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as my attorney general over the past year. Pam did a tremendous job overseeing a massive crackdown on crime across our country, with murders plummeting to their lowest level since 1900. We love Pam, and she will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector to be announced at a date in the near future. Our Deputy Attorney General, a very talented, respected legal mind, Tom Blanche, will step in, serve as acting AG, so on and so forth. Thank you for attention in this matter. Okay. So he loves her. They're good friends. She's going to get a great job somewhere else. Peter Ducey, Fox News, reported it like this.
Pam Bondi will soon leave her job as the attorney general. She is going to get a different job within the administration. It doesn't sound like there is any bad blood between her and President Trump, but it does seem like they want her to go and do something else. And in an interim role, she will be replaced by Todd Blanche, who is currently her deputy at the Justice Department. So it doesn't sound like Blanche is being elevated long-term to the attorney general. There might be somebody else that the president wants to go in there.
Okay. Let's get a couple housekeeping items out of the way first. Peter Ducey, I have no reason to call him a liar, reports that she's going to have a different role in the administration. Donald Trump, I read you the social media post, says she's leaving for the private sector. Does that matter? Nope, she got fired. She got fired. Now we have to discuss this quickly because we ran into a bit of this when Kristi Noem got fired. People, and this is going to come up a lot tonight, so buckle up for this. When people love something, they're unable to see something clearly and logically. It's human nature. You are unable to clearly see the truth about anything you love. So am I. I'm the exact same way. So am I. Love gives you blinders. It always has. It always will. In your personal relationships, business relationships, your sports team. It's the start of the baseball season. Your team could be 0-7 right now, producer Corey. Your team could be 0-7 right now. And you're looking at them thinking, well, we just need a better third baseman. If we get our pitcher back, we're going to win the World Series. No, your team sucks. They're going to be terrible. Love gives you blinders. Donald Trump has the love of the people on the right. He is by far the most popular Republican in the United States of America and has been for 10 years. I realize all kinds of people hate him, but for a lot of different reasons, Donald Trump is loved by people. They wear his hats, his T-shirts, his bumper stickers. They hand paint signs on fences in rural America talking about the greatness of Trump. Because he inspires so much love, he gives people blinders. So, for instance, when Kristi Noem got canned, I got all kinds of emails from people who love Donald Trump, and they said, she didn't get fired, she was reassigned. No, you're just in love. She was the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and now she's not. She got fired. Pam Bondi, she didn't get fired. She's going to do something different. She was the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America yesterday at this time. Today, she's not. She got fired. I know it hurts. That's how it is. Pam Bondi's gone. Now, Todd Blanch is the acting attorney general. I do not know Todd Blanch personally. I do know many people in and around the Trump administration who I trust. I have never talked to a single one of those people who had a kind word to say about Todd Blanch. Not a single one of them has a kind word to say about Todd Blanch. I hear Swampy, I hear Rhino, I hear Commie, I hear Corrupt. I've never heard a good word about Todd Blanch. Do not panic, however. Remember, he's now just the acting attorney general. What does that mean? Well, in order to be the actual attorney general, you have to go through the Senate confirmation process, which we will get to in just a couple moments. Acting attorney general just means, well, someone has to do the job until that nomination process happens. He was already the assistant. He was already the number two man. Now he steps in, fills in those shoes until there is a number one man. Of course, the emails are pouring in. Are you going to retire the Pam Bondi dry erase board? Who do you think is going to replace her? Jesse, is it true it's going to be Lee Zeldin? Jesse, okay, stop. First of all, there is a political reality that we are about to discuss. And I'm going to keep coming back to the, if you're in love, this may be hard to hear. However, it is true. The political reality right now is this. We have two different things that are really headwinds against us. First, Trump's approval rating. Let's stop for a second. We're have a dose of reality here. Why would that matter for attorney general? When you first get elected president, everybody loves you. You just took over the top job. Everybody loves you. It is the political definition of the honeymoon phase. During that time, that honeymoon phase, you can almost pick anybody you want and ask them to come work for your administration, and they will take the job. Even somebody who may personally dislike you. You are so popular. You are riding high. You go talk to anyone and say, hey, you want to be my AG? You want to run the FBI? You want to be ambassador to Italy? You want it? And they're all, yep, sign me up, Mr. President. I'm all on board. And then you put out a public statement. I am proud to join the greatest president ever. That's what it's like right after you win an election. You win an election. Donald Trump won in a landslide, won the popular vote. He was Mr. Honeymoon Phase then. But honeymoon phase never lasts. Whether you're a great president or a terrible president, the honeymoon phase always ends. Eventually, you have to come back from Hawaii and figure out he poops with the door open. The honeymoon phase never lasts forever. So, approval ratings will go down over time for a variety of reasons. Donald Trump's approval ratings currently are, well, they're in that poopy toilet. What does that mean? He may not have his choice of whoever he wants now. It's not that people aren't going to want to be attorney general. They are going to want to be attorney general. I hope that we are going to get a good one. I'm not saying otherwise. But the pick of the litter, probably not going to have whoever he wants now. All right. No panic. I've heard the same rumors that you have heard about the exact same people you have heard. I have heard about Harmeet Dillon, who I absolutely adore. I've heard the rumors. I've heard Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Love Mike. That would be a great pick. I've heard about Senator Ted Cruz. I've heard about Todd Bailey, who's now working at the FBI. He was the Attorney General of Missouri. He has done an excellent job in Missouri. I think he's really, really awesome. I've heard all these names. We haven't had one put up yet. There are all kinds of good possibilities that are coming down the pike. All right? Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the why. Why was Pam Bondi fired? Is it good? Well, I'll give the game away a little bit. It's very, very good that she's gone. And potentially bad. I will explain all this in just a moment. Before I explain all that, let me explain that you have to take ownership of your own personal protection. And we don't want to live like that. We want to live in a safe place where criminals are off the streets, where you don't have to walk around waiting for some animal to assault you, murder you, stab you, rape you. You don't want to live in that society, and neither do I. Nevertheless, that is the society we have been given. Therefore, what do you carry on you that will stop the violent animal who's only known violence his entire life? Is it a cell phone or is it a burner launcher? Your parents need one. Your children need one. You need one in your car, by your bedside, when you're out jogging, fishing, whatever you do, shopping. Keep one in your little purse. Keep one in a holster on your hip. Legal in all 50 states. Shoots tear gas balls or pepper balls or kinetic rounds. Has already saved lives of the listeners of this show. You can even try one before you buy it. They're available at Sportsman's Warehouse. Byrna.com. Byrna. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. A Thursday where there's so many freaking things happening. The AG's been fired. We got to find a new one. Trump gave a big speech on Iran last night. All kinds of things. It's just a huge show tonight. I'm going to get to some emails at some point in the show, and I have no freaking idea when any of that stuff is going to be. Now, let's talk about the actual Pam Bondi firing. The why. Why'd she get fired? Why it's a very good thing she got fired? And why it's also a bad thing she got fired. All right, first, why did she get fired? I've heard all the rumors that you have heard. Keep in mind, no one's ever going to know exactly for sure. All right, let me explain something. I knew somebody in the Trump administration last year. Well, I still know them. But last year, I knew somebody who was in the Trump administration. And they're not a high-up person. You're never going to figure out who this is. And they got let go. They got let go. There was a change in management, whatever. They got let go. And there was an article printed about this person that made them sound bad as soon as they were let go. I talked to this person because I'm friends with this person. And this person explained to me, well, yeah, there's a reason there was only one article and no one else ever talked about anything. Why? That's because the person who fired that person had a contact in the media and wanted a negative article printed about that person to justify the firing. This is how, now it works this way somewhat in the business world and entertainment industry too, but this is how the political world works, and it's something we always have to be aware of. There's a real ugliness to Washington, D.C. and how politics works. Meaning, if you let anybody go, anybody gets fired, we'll make it about Pam Bondi. How many people in how many different roles had an axe to grind with Pam Bondi? Whatever your axe to grind is, you probably know somebody at the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or the Daily Mail or CNN or whatever. And what are you doing? The second she gets let go, you text them, hey, you want to meet for a beer? I got a story about Pam Bondi. And then they meet you at lunch at Red Lobster for a beer and some Cheddar Bay biscuits. And what do? You tell that reporter at CNN, hey, I heard Pam Bondi got let go because she was stealing the extra staplers from the mailroom. And then that night, CNN runs a segment. Pam Bondi let go, and rumors have it, sources inside the administration say she was stealing staplers from the mailroom. Was she stealing staplers? I don't freaking know. And you don't know either. But whenever there is a firing, enemies of the person who got fired are going to pile on the dead body, for lack of a better way to put it. What am I saying? Take every anti-Bondi story about why she got fired with a grain of salt right now. Every single news outlet has a source close to the president. She was fired because of the messaging in the Epstein files. She was fired because Trump said she didn't arrest enough Democrats. She was fired because of that. We may never know the truth because there will be so many lies put out in the media. But I will give you one thing. One reason why she was definitely fired now. And here is that reason. The political winds currently are against us. I do not know that that will last until November. I cannot see the future. Right now, it looks like we are going to be annihilated in the House of Representatives. And we are down to a coin flip on keeping the United States Senate. Guess who has to confirm the Attorney General? The United States Senate has to confirm the Attorney General. Meaning, if you're Donald Trump and you have gone sour on Pam Bondi for whatever reason, Epstein or stealing staplers, if you have gone sour on Pam Bondi, you only have a limited window with which to replace her. And that window is like, oh, I don't know, now. It was a now or never situation. Donald Trump is not going to want a third attorney general in his 4 years. You really, ideally, you only want one. But if you're going to have more than one, it really needs to stay at two, meaning you get one firing. This is his one firing. He's going to now get to replace her while the Republicans still control the Senate. Timing is everything, and Donald Trump knows it. You have to dump her. You have to dump her now. That's part of the why. Let me give you this, though. Remember that the establishment, including Republicans in Washington, D.C., the last thing they want is an attorney general who's actually going to drain the swamp. We might not get the attorney general you want. Whatever bloodthirsty anti-communist you've been dreaming about, that person, because they're the right person for the job, may not be able to get through a Senate confirmation process. If you're Donald Trump, you have to find the most bloodthirsty attorney general candidate you can think of who can also get through a pathetic, low-T GOP Senate who may throw roadblocks in front of that person. This is what Donald Trump now has to tackle. And like I said, he dang sure has to tackle it now before November, because if things continue to trend the way they're trending, we're going to get crushed. So that's why now. Now, why is this a good thing? We'll talk about that. And why is it, in a way, a bad thing? Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, walking through the Bondi stuff before we get to the Trump-Iran speech stuff, and then we'll get some emails and other stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. Remember, we got stuff tomorrow, too, like Ask Dr. Jesse Friday stuff, so get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Now, why is it a good thing that Pam Bondi got fired? Well, a couple things. First, sending a message is underrated, as we've talked about before. When I talk about the defeat, the potential defeat of John Cornyn in a Republican primary in Texas, I tell you that it's critical for the entire United States of America, because in order to save the country, we have to fix the useless low-T GOP. And in order to fix the useless low-T GOP, we have to make rhino loser senators afraid for their jobs. They have to be afraid that if they screw us on a vote, if they screw us on something, there's a chance they will lose a primary. Up until recently, they never had that fear. They just buy their way back into the seat. If we can take out someone as powerful as John Cornyn, it will make the rest of them sit up in their chairs and say, uh-oh, I better be careful. That's a good thing. Sending a message is a good thing. Pam Bondi has failed at a variety of things. I don't want to say she's a complete and total failure because I don't know all the inner workings of the DOJ. The legal system moves slow, all those other things you have to say. But we have not seen a bloodthirsty anti-communist out there arresting Democrats who use their position of power to politic in the government. We haven't seen that. It's important that the next AG, whoever that is, it's important that they see you arrest me some communists or you're getting fired. That's an important message to send. Now, speaking of messaging, the head football coach, we want him to just coach football, right? Just coach football. I needed to make a great offense that scores 1,000 points a game and a great defense that nobody can run the ball on. It's just, that's what we want. But that's not the reality of life. The reality of life is, yeah, he needs to be a great football coach. And he also has to talk to the media. He does. It's part of his job. He's going to be the face of the team, the head coach is. And he has to be able to carry out those duties as well. The Attorney General of the United States of America, top law enforcement officer. You want them cracking down on all the crimes committed in this country. Yes. But you also, as the top law enforcement officer in the country, you have to be a good messenger. You have to. Messaging matters. It is critical in life. It may not matter as much for someone like you who is informed, but most people, as we talk about all the time, are not informed. Your messaging matters a lot. The Epstein file debacle. Pam Bondi invited a bunch of podcasters and pundits on the right to the White House because she was going to give them a binder that delivered the goods on the Epstein files, and they actually printed out huge binders, physical binders. And those people, many of whom I know, friends of mine, went there hoping they were going to get the goods. And they walked out of the White House and they held up those binders and said, we're finally going to figure out who are these evil pedophiles. And there was nothing new in the binders. That's Pam Bondi's fault. Pam Bondi sits in front of Congress. She's getting asked questions about ugly things, corruption. What are you doing about it? This can't be your answer.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be.
You can't answer that question that way. She was a terrible messenger. Now she's gone. It's good that she's gone. I pray for wisdom, and you should too, for the Trump administration, that we get the most bloodthirsty anti-communist we can get confirmed through the Senate. That needs to be our goal now, whoever that is. As I already said, there's a bunch of good candidates out there. Let's just hope and pray and cross our fingers that we get somebody we like, all right? Now, for the reason it may potentially be a bad thing. Not that I want Pam Bondi to stay in that job. I'm glad Trump fired her. I'm glad about all that, but politically, why could this be a bad thing? Well, let's take an honest assessment again of where we are politically as a Republican Party on the right. politically, we have winds blowing in our faces hard right now. We have headwinds. Even young, white, non-college-educated men have left us. That has been as reliable a demographic for Republicans as black people are for Democrats in the country. If you are a young white man without a college education, you vote Republican every single time. We're underwater with even them right now. Independents have left us. We are facing political headwinds. We're about to dig into the Trump speech last night, what I think he was going for, what he nailed, what maybe he didn't nail. So we're about to go into that, and this is going to tie into that. We'll come back to messaging as well, but this is going to tie into that. So not you, not me, but the normies who are displeased. Gas is expensive. Rent is expensive. The job market sucks. All these things have piled up, and they have soured on the Republican Party. Then Trump gives a speech that at least temporarily hit the market this morning. It bounced back. It's always going to do that. It'll dip. It hit. Then a couple hours later, Trump fires the attorney general. How does that look? Not to you. I know you already, but I'm not talking about you. How does that look to the normie? Looks chaotic. It looks chaotic. It looks disorganized. It doesn't look like we have stability here. What are we doing? If that guy comes to me and says that, I have no problem sitting him down and I'll talk to him for 5-10 minutes the same way you wouldn't explain, no, this is why he did it. This is why it's important. This is what I got that. But how many people do you get to talk to? How many people do I get to talk to? For the politically uninvolved person who dedicates 5 minutes a day to catching up on the news, who's frustrated with prices in the job market, he sees a headline that Trump woke up and fired his attorney general, and you know what he thinks? It's chaotic. It's absolutely chaotic. It's crazy. It may hurt us a little bit politically. We'll set that aside because I don't think that's going to be the end of the world. That'll probably be a temporary hit. We can weather that storm. That's not going to be near as important as the job market and the prices and everything else as we march forward. So that's the Pam Bondi stuff. That's the skinny on it. Now, last night, Donald Trump addressed the United States of America. It was a 20-minute speech. James and I, my oldest son, James, he's my political kid. We sat down, we quieted the dog down, we plopped down in the living room, turned on the television because I wanted to watch the whole thing live. And there were all kinds of rumors that he was going to say, you know, the rumors that he was going to say, hey, we're getting out, we're doing that, you're up at the, there were all kinds of rumors about what he was going to say. But he said a lot in 20 minutes. Why did he say it? What did he say? We'll talk about that next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, let's talk about it again before we get into Trump's speech from last night. Why did he give it? Why did he say what he say? What was the aim of the whole thing? What was going on? Before we get into that, love gives you blinders. I'm going to say some things you're going to like. I'm going to say some things you're going to not. If any of these things offend you, too bad, so sad. Don't care. It's how we are when it comes to things and people we love. If you run into me in the airport and you have your kid with you and I say, after talking to you and your kid for a few minutes, man, your kid, what a great smile. Hilarious sense of humor. Seems smart as a frigging whip. Gosh, terrible posture though, slunched over like that. How are you going to judge that interaction with me? You'd be mad, wouldn't you? Offended beyond belief. Why? I just gave your kid 3 compliments. I said one bad thing. Because you love your child. And when you love something, you don't want to hear anything bad about it. By the way, I'd never insult your child's posture. Just tell them to straighten up. They do it over time. My kids used to slouch too, and I yelled at them enough, they stand up straight. Anyway, that aside, Why even give that speech? It's not a small thing for the president to address the nation. You have to send a memo out to the news networks. They have to basically pause all their scheduled program. It's a big deal for a president to address the nation. What was going on there? Here's what was going on there. As I have explained several times, Donald Trump is aware that the Iran war is unpopular and getting less and less popular by the day. I know that hardcore pundit you read and listen to that has MAGA tattooed on his forehead. I know they lied to you repeatedly and told you 100% of MAGA is with us and every Trump voter is with us. But they were lying to you from the very beginning. Either they're dishonest or they're stupid. Hardcore MAGA people are always going to support everything Trump does. That's how political coalitions work. But that's not how you actually get elected. The parts of the coalition that were not hardcore hated it from the very, very beginning. No new wars was one of the driving factors that brought the MAGA coalition together. Whether you love the Iran war or hate the Iran war, I am delivering you reality as I have from the beginning. Whether you love this thing or not, politically, it is awful. Awful. And the numbers get worse every day. Remember, if you can go look at a graph, it's just aiming down. Every single day it gets worse. Every day it gets worse. Donald Trump is not a moron. Donald Trump can read poll numbers too. And since he's president of the United States of America, who doesn't want to lose the House and Senate, he's interested in those poll numbers. He has to pay attention to them. If you're the president of the United States of America and you're currently doing something that has your approval, nose diving like a female pilot, you feel the need to do something to correct that. Now, that brings me to what he said and why he said it. You've got 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes. I timed it. I was interested in how long he would go. You've got 20 minutes. But you also have a lot of different people with different motivations listening to what you say. Think about the power of this. Think about the power of this. When you are the president of the United States of America, we used to say this about Biden when he was, anyway, when you are the president of the United States of America, when you speak, the entire planet listens because our president is so powerful. Our country is so powerful. Everyone on earth. Here's something bonkers to think about. You ready for this? If you watched last night or listened, so did Vladimir Putin. So did the Prime Minister of the UK. Anywhere in Africa that actually has electricity, they listen. Around the world, people listen when the president speaks. Donald Trump knows that. And he had a plan. I'm not saying he executed it. I think he probably missed on something, which we'll talk about in a second. The plan was this. You are sending different messages to the different interested parties. For instance, if you are one of these, I hate Iran, I don't care how long it takes, I don't care about gas prices, destroying Iran, destroying that regime is all that matters in life. If you're one of those people, you want to hear Donald Trump not just say, we have kicked the crap out of these people. You also want to hear him say, and we're not even done yet. We're going to pour it on. Donald Trump, in 20 minutes, felt the need to send a message to those people. There he was.
We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly. We are going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're sitting there cheering. Yeah, get him. Screw Iran. That wasn't all he did. If you're one of these people, you love this conflict. You're all in. Hey, they don't even have a navy anymore.
Tonight, Iran's navy is gone. Their air force is in ruins. Their leaders, most of them, terrorist regime they led, are now dead. Their command and control of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is being decimated as we speak. Their ability to launch missiles and drones is dramatically curtailed and their weapons, factories, and rocket launchers are being blown to pieces. Very few of them left. Never in the history of warfare has an enemy suffered such clear and devastating large-scale losses in a matter of weeks.
What's he doing? Well, here's what he was doing for all the 20 minutes that we're going to continue to discuss. He was selling, and I don't mean that badly. As the president, you have to sell. Like I said, the head coach has to sell. When I talked about attorney general, she has to sell. You're the president of the United States of America. You have chosen, this is Donald Trump's choice, to go to war with Iran. It's not popular. You have 20 minutes. You have to get up and you have to sell different things to different groups to get more people to calm down and get on your side. If you're one of the people who wants this thing to continue, Donald Trump, in saying all that, was trying to sell. We've hit him, we've wiped him out, and we're going to keep on hitting him. Rest easy, we're not done yet. But he was also sending other messages, selling or attempting to other groups, which we will discuss in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss America. Americans. So yesterday, it had been weeks since I'd been able to listen to voicemails on my phone. I don't know what was going on. So yesterday, after the show, I had to call Pure Talk. I called Pure Talk. It turns out, it's since I never update my phone. I haven't updated it, like done the software update thing in over a year. I just don't do it because I'm an angry old man. My phone was basically shutting down because I refused to update the software. But that's not important. What was important is I spent 15 minutes on the phone speaking to the most pleasant, wonderful American lady in the world. It was such a blessing dealing with a company who hires Americans who speak English. And by the way, she fixed everything. Everything's good, pleasant, wonderful, an American. Hung up smiling after talking to customer service. Do you want that kind of phone company, or do you want Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.